Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Smokey Wilson singing My Home, and then part two of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Hope in the Eye of the Storm, from Hebrews chapter 6, verses 13 through 19.
It's a long and dusty road that my feet, they are traveling on, and sometimes, oh, the clouds are dark and low. Oh, but I've got to keep the faith and walk that straight and that narrow way to reach the place that I will call my home. For my home is just around the bend. I think about it now and then. Reunions by the millions everywhere. But the one that I so long to see is the one who bled and died for me. My home, a place I'd long to be. Now so many hold this old world so dear, but I am just a stranger here, just passing through on a temporary stay. But I'm looking forward to the time when all of heaven, it will be mine. I'll watch and pray, for it could be just any day. For my home is just around the bend. I think about it now and then. Reunions by the millions everywhere. But the one that I so long to see is the one who bled and died for me. My home, my home, a place I long to be. For my home is just around the bend. I think about it now and then. Reunion by the millions everywhere. But the one that I so long to see is the one who bled and died for me. My home, my home, a place I long to be. For my home is just around the bend. I think about it now and then. My home, my home, a place I long to be. My home, my home, a place I long to be. For that's my home.
And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed by an oath, that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for a refuge to lay hold upon the hope that is set before us. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which endureth into that within the veil. Now listen, praise God, with Him all things are possible. We speak more of the impossibilities in our life that we declare as no hope associated with that. We talk about our struggles in life. We talk about our storms in life. We talk about our situations in life. We talk about everything that we're facing, going through, and encountering today. And you know, we never talk about except the fact of what we're in, rather than talking about the one who's in it with us today. We spend more time exhausting ourselves in worry and fret and difficulty and seeking today's solutions in the world than trusting the one true living God who will take care of your every need. See, there's nothing too hard for our God. And nothing's impossible with Him. Jeremiah 32:17, "Hey, Lord God, there's nothing too hard for Thee." And even the Word tells us in the Gospels, what's impossible with men, with God, all things are possible. You may be having some issues in your life right now that wreak the atmosphere of impossibility. Have you today forgotten there's a God who's bigger than what you're facing? Have you forgotten today there's a God who's stronger than what you ever are encountering? I mean, look at through the pages of God's Word. Encounter the things that God did for His people, and then place upon that the fact of what God's Word says, that He is the God who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the God that changes not. Come on, church. He's the God that's for and with you today. We exhaust ourselves to the point that we can't hardly get through life unless we're taking this to get that done, or popping this to get that high, or doing this to get past that. Folks, today, fill yourself up with the Spirit of the living God. Fill yourself up with this God who's with you, this God who's overcome every obstacle, this God that created heaven and earth, this God that won our salvation. And today the cross couldn't defeat Him. Thank God the devil couldn't defeat Him. All of hell can't defeat Him. He's the God who's won it all, and He's the God who's still today alive and on the throne. And we today have reason today to praise Him for the mighty God we serve. Amen. In light of the condition of our nation today and the world, there's a phrase basically that describes the conditions that we're facing. And that phrase is simply this: the impending storm. There's a stress that has invaded the ranks of the world. And I hate to say it, it's even invaded the ranks of the believers. Christians are walking around defeated today. Christians are walking around consumed with their stress and their problems today. You know, from potential wars, and we're living in a time of radical Islamic extremism today. terrorists. As a matter of fact, just recently in Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, graffiti on the walls are reading, "Kill all cops." I mean, today they want to remove the factor of law, of control. See, they want a world that's full of anarchy. They want a world that's full of confusion. That's exactly the way things are happening even in this election today. It is very confusing today. A spirit of rebellion and a spirit of anarchy today has invaded the streets and resides in the streets of America today. You can listen today to all the news media today that's telling you, and all these bobbing heads that's talking and telling you everything is all right. I'm going to tell you today, it's not all right. Our nation is in a mess. And our country is in a mess, and our nation and the people and Christians and people who say they believe in God, they're in a mess because they're not believing what God has said in His Word. They're not serving the one true living God. They're not faithful to the Lord. They're going the ways of the world. They're giving up. They're throwing in the towel. God has never raised you up to be a quitter. God raised you up and brought you out of the degradation, the shame, and the shackles of your sin to make you a champion in Christ. Amen. We can win our streets and our neighbors and our community for Christ if the church of the Lord Jesus Christ will get on fire with the fire of this Word and start proclaiming and start preaching and start living what God has said. Amen. We become casual and become complacent. Just frankly putting it bluntly, we become lazy. God no longer has a priority in our life. Concerning our faith in God, I don't know whether you realize it or not, but there's a movement to abolish today our very belief system today that has been birthed in our soul by the power of God's Word. We're told to bow to the political correctness of this world. See, there's only one correctness today, and that's called biblical correctness. Not political correctness. Our government system was founded as a democracy, which is a government for the people, by the people. As declared on the documents that today our nation was founded upon back in 1776. However, a big government, which is today we are moving aggressively towards, is called not democracy, it's called socialism. And socialism has invaded and is on the streets and is in the homes and in businesses today across our land of America. And if we don't start standing up for God's Word and start proclaiming and start living God's Word, we're going to find that it's going to be validated, the fact that we are a socialistic nation. Amen. We are not slaves to society. We are not slaves today to a governmental machine. Today we are servants of the Most High God. Have we forgotten that? Have we forgotten who our God is? Have we forgotten who we serve? Have we forgotten who's on the throne? It makes no difference who's in the White House or any other kingly position or any other prestigious position, governmentally speaking. All that matters is who's on the throne. And God is still on the throne. Amen. Praise God. We're servants of the Most High God. And it's time that we as servants of the Most High God start living, conducting ourselves in that capacity and in that fashion. So this God whom we serve has all power in heaven and in earth, as the Word of God declares.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, at aol.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.